And our next guest is a singer-songwriter who is just 11 years old, and she's already performed at the Grand Ole Opry. She's appeared on national television. Her YouTube videos have been viewed millions of times, and she's turning heads in Nashville's country music scene. Her name is Emily Sunshine Hamilton, but she goes by Emmy Sunshine, and her band, The Rain, includes her dad on bass, her brother on mandolin, and her uncle on drums. Her mom co-writes her songs. Emmy Sunshine joins us from Nashville. Great to have you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, and I want our listeners to be able to hear some of your music right off the bat here, and I know you've brought your ukulele there with you. Can you play us something to give people a taste?
Sure. It's called Mama's Girl. My mom lost her mom a few years ago, and I think it's more about my grandmother. My mom used to love to go hear her songs and hear her write songs, really, and I think that's one of the reasons she started writing, too. I wanna go back when I was 10, walk through that George Sand, read the stories that she used to write, feel her hands tuck me in at night, feel her hands tuck me in at night, go to church in my sonnet dress, twirl around and fall down. Feel the heat as the sun gets high. See you with her and rest a while. No, I wouldn't mind picking beans. The long mornings plant the seeds. Garden rows beat so long. Help her hold just to hear her songs. I wanna go back when I was 10.
Thank you. That was fantastic. And it shows so many different things just listening to you do that. First of all, you have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
But also just so talented, and you're 11 years old.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
How do you think your age affects your music?
Well, I'm not really sure. I just really love to sing all the time. I'm not really affected by it very much.
Well, a lot of people say that you have an old soul.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, my mom has always told me that when I was little, too, so people started telling me that was pretty cool, so I don't...
Do you think you have an old soul?
I think I do sometimes, yeah. My songs.
Why?
That I write. I don't really write. I write these songs about how people die and how people get sick, and I write all about this kind of stuff, and it's always just come naturally to write that kind of music.
It's interesting because you call yourself Emmy Sunshine, and yet you're taking on some pretty deep, serious topics.
Yeah. Well, my mom was going to name me Maggie, but she decided to call me Emily Sunshine Hamilton. When I was little, I couldn't say Emily, so I just started calling myself Emmy.
Hmm. So you started so young. You were writing songs when you were 5, I think is what I've read.
Yes.
About you.
Yeah, about 5 or 6.
And you were 5 or 6, and you recorded your first album at 7. How did you get into all of that in the first place?
Well, that is a long story. My mom's always written for all of her life, but she was a singer in a gospel group. So I've had a lot of musical history.
Now, many people have compared you to Taylor Swift, who started also very young, but then she's sort of moved into more of a pop sound. Are you worried that there's going to be pressure on you to do that, to change your sound?
Well, actually, I'm not going to change my sound at all. I don't want to change to anything pop country or anything like that. So
why not?
Because it's not who I am, and I just don't feel like the music is really, it ain't real anymore to me at all.
Pop music is not real to you?
No.
But country is?
Well, the older country.
Make the distinction for people who don't, you know, listen to a lot of country music. What do you mean by that? What's the difference between the older country and the newer country?
Well, Johnny Cash and June Carter and Dolly Parton, all those people are real country. And the people that they're showing now, to me, it's more pop than it is country anymore.
Well, let's hear another one of your songs. I know you've got another one in mind.
Oh, yeah.
Late one night, I snuck off when no one else could see. I couldn't help myself, it was someone else's voice that was calling me. He said, step right in and I'll show you where this country folks call home. He said, little girl, do you want to go sing in that hollowed room? Oh, Marty Stewart fancied up my room after the big old flood. Well, I guess it was a collaboration, but let's just keep that between us. Sit down in this red leather chair, run your fingers through the fringe, kick up your boots, sing me green grass upon me, and you are gonna be good friends. I want a dress that's for the Wagner Blue. I want wagon wheels, cactus stems, and rhinestones on my boots. I want to stand in the circle of that hollow room filled with spirits gathered around me. I want to share all my stories, sing all my songs in a dress that's Porter Wagner Blue.
That was great. Thank you very much. And as I'm hearing that, I'm wondering also, what's been the most difficult thing for you about being a kid, 11 years old, and even before that, and having to live the life of a performer?
Well, I do get to do kid stuff, too. And I do my homework. I'm just like any other regular kid, only I go on the road.
And you're still able to do your schoolwork and hang out with friends?
Yes, I'm homeschooled.
But in terms of hanging out with friends, how do you manage to do that?
Well, usually they go on the road with me sometimes.
That must be pretty fun for them. And you.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Mostly in the summer they get to. But in the winter right now, we're not going to be touring a lot.
How important has YouTube been for you to get your songs out there?
Well, ever since I was little, I always put my stuff on YouTube. I never really thought it would go off like it did. Somebody in the crowd at a flea market that we were playing at, they recorded it and put it on YouTube. And it started getting a bunch of hits, and they asked us to fly down to New York to do the Today Show. And we got invited to the Ryman Auditorium, and that's how we got on the Grand Ole Opry after that.
Which is the dream of many musicians, just to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. What about now? What's next? I mean, what do you want to do now that you've accomplished that?
Well, I told my mom I want to go to China. I just like to go to different places. It's a lot of fun to go places you've never been before. They have a big country music festival there, too.
So as people are listening to your music, Emmy Sunshine, what do you want to make sure that they're hearing in it?
Well, what I want them to make sure they're hearing in it is the story of it. Just like the Porter Wagner Blues song, that is a story song, and I really love that song. I want my story songs to be heard. I don't want them to be just my voice, you know.
Emmy Sunshine, 11 years old, of the band Emmy Sunshine and the Rain. Thank you so much for joining us and for playing some of your music for us, too.
Oh, you're welcome.
And as we close out this segment, Emmy, why don't you play us one more song?
That'd be great.
just to survive.